Press Review.
Ukraine wants to become a nuclear power. English and Welsh want to deny Scotland the pound. Coalition against ISIS formed in Paris. The Moscow Times has an article on the possibility voiced Sunday by Ukraine's defense minister of becoming a nuclear power again. The Daily reminds the defense minister Valery Gitelli told reporters at a news conference in Kiev, "If today we cannot defend Ukraine, if the world will not help us, we will be forced to return to creating this weapon, which will defend us against Russia." End quote. Dmitry Rogozin, Russia's outspoken deputy prime minister in charge of the state armaments program, reacted to the suggestion with sarcasm. The article reminds that Ukraine is bound by the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons Treaty. A state can withdraw from the NPT at 3 months' notice in the event that extraordinary events related to the subject matter of this treaty have jeopardized the supreme interests of its country. So far, the only country that has followed this path is North Korea. Fyodor Topochkanov, coordinator of the Carnegie Moscow Center Non-Proliferation Program, told The Daily, "If Ukraine makes such a decision, it will essentially mean that its current political allies, the U.S., European Union, and others, will have to abandon Kiev." End quote. The Guardian writes that more than 6 out of 10 people in England and Wales believe the government should bar an independent Scotland from using the pound, according to a poll conducted by Guardian and ICM. The Daily reminds that the currency question has been a key referendum point for Westminster Party leaders, repeatedly making it clear that Scotland would not be allowed to use the pound. The independence campaigners claim they're bluffing and would eventually allow a union in the case of a yes vote. In any case, Monday's poll finds that 63% of voters in England and Wales believe that UK should refuse to negotiate over a common currency area if Scotland becomes independent, more than twice as many as the 27% who would favor such talks beginning, the article highlights. This makes for a total contrast with Scotland, where 62% believe that currency union should be negotiated. The newspaper also notes that around 50% of English and Welsh voters believe that England and Wales should also have been given a say, while 45% have the opposite opinion. The Telegraph writes that a coalition of at least 27 countries declared their resolve to defeat ISIS on Monday, as the world was told that it's no time to lose in combating the terror group. French President François Hollande issued the warning as he hosted a conference in Paris. The newspaper calls it a meeting seen as a crucial step towards building a broad international coalition to combat the movement, which calls itself the Islamic State. The Daily notes that Islamic State now controls thousands of square miles of territory spanning the border between Syria and Iraq and may count as many as 30,000 fighters in its ranks. With the U.S. having already carried out numerous airstrikes, Britain is still on the fence regarding its role in the conflict. Philip Hammond, Britain's foreign secretary, on Monday stressed that Britain will play a leading role in the coalition, although he added, "We haven't made a decision yet about how we will be involved." The article also notes that Russia and China were represented in Paris, although their stance towards any possible UN resolution is unclear.